This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Granada, Spain. We're here to see the Alhambra and to eat some Spanish ham. The flight over from Mexico City, it was great. I took a Xanax, which I haven't done on a flight before. I fell asleep before we even took off, and I woke up about 8.5 hours later, just in time to have breakfast on the plane. It felt like I'd only been asleep for about 5 minutes, but it was a great night's sleep. I guess that's what they refer to as better living through chemistry. And so now I'm ready to go and prepared to take on Spain.
It's time for your tech tip. The new year has begun. We are all filled with excitement and ambition and are making grand plans and pretending to be oblivious to the fact that we will inevitably find ourselves halfway through April wondering what happened to all of those resolutions and sweeping changes that we hoped to make. I can't prevent 2024 from slipping away like every other year, but while we are in a scheduling and planning mode, I have 4 useful calendaring tips for Outlook and Google Calendar that should help you streamline your planning in months ahead, as well as a specialty calendar tool that might come in handy too. The first is going to sound obvious to some of you, but it's something that is criminally underutilized by so many lawyers, and that is creating multiple calendars for different purposes. Outlook and Google Workspace give you the ability to set up calendars for things like resource booking of rooms in your office. You can create special calendars for firm event schedules, keep things like referral source events or social media schedules, or just about anything else separate. The list of uses is pretty much endless, but a lot of people just have one calendar for themselves and have maybe added a calendar for public holidays and the calendars of team members. Explore your options here and use multiple calendars to help keep things in your office separate and organized. Being able to color code and toggle different categories of events on and off makes zeroing in on priorities for the week or the month that much easier. The next tip is making use of appointment slots. I am a fan of using a dedicated calendar booking service like Calendly or TidyCal, but both Outlook and Google Calendar have appointment booking built in. So if you aren't using a dedicated service, you have no excuse. Appointment slots block off times when people are allowed to book and create a link that you can then share with others, include in your email signature, or use in just about any way you want to allow signing up for slots in those windows. And both services let you configure multiple kinds of appointment slots. So you can, for example, create a booking link just for your team for a certain set of times, and one that you send out more widely that is more restricted in the booking times available. The third feature that is available on both Google Calendar and Outlook 365 is the ability to display a second time zone on your calendar. Outlook actually lets you show up to 3 time zones. I found this invaluable when I was living overseas, particularly in places where the time differences with the US were considerable, and trying to do the math in my head was frankly beyond my capabilities. Being able to immediately see the start time for events on the East Coast of the US was a big help, and now that I'm living in the States again, I still use it to quickly tell when events fall on the West Coast. Now, using those appointment slots or booking services takes a lot of the time zone headaches out of scheduling, but if you have a lot of clients or contractors in a time zone that's different from your own, being able to quickly see what time it is there and what time scheduled events are starting in that time zone is an incredibly helpful feature to have. And the last calendaring feature you might find helpful is the ability to schedule a daily agenda email. I prefer to just look at my calendar and avoid having extra clutter in my inbox, but I know a lot of people like the idea of a daily agenda email each morning outlining what is on their calendars, and both services allow you to do just that. Keep in mind that while Outlook lets you configure a single agenda email and pick which calendars you want included, Google Calendar makes you create that agenda email for each calendar individually. Both Google Workspace and Outlook let you share calendars, collaborate on them, and export them so that other people can download and import them into their calendaring software. That is all great, but sometimes you just need a quick way to share a few key dates throughout the year with several people. Firm retreats, your vacation schedule, office closures, maintenance bookings, whatever it happens to be. TinyMonth.com is a free tool to create and share basic event calendars. You get a single screen with a year view of a calendar. You can create simple events by selecting the date ranges for each. There is no time of day or notes or invitees or anything like that. It just lets you indicate the days on which an event is taking place and give that event a name. You can then share the calendar either with a link or by copying a text summary that lists the event names and the date ranges. There are no accounts to set up and no payments to make. It's a bare-bones service, but it's one of those tools that's shockingly handy when you need it. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. Be clear about what it is that you want. Make a decision. Decide. Some lawyers want to build a practice in which they practice law. They love serving clients. They love making a difference. They love lawyering, and that's an honorable role to play. Other lawyers, they want something different, and I think this is a much smaller group. They want a law firm that works for them. They want to grow a business that does its own thing. It's an entity independent of them. These lawyers aren't focused on winning cases. They're not focused on practicing law. They're focused on building a business. There's a lot of value in you knowing which way it is that you want to go. When you straddle that line between being a practicing lawyer and being someone who is more entrepreneurial and interested in building a business, well, that straddling of that line, it leads to uncertainty. It leads to indecision. That lack of clarity, it's confusing to employees and clients and referral sources, but mostly straddling that line, it's confusing to you. So ask yourself, where are you going? What is the answer to that question? One kind of lawyer, they are indispensable. That lawyer is the practice. They're doing the legal work. They're attracting the clients. They are leading the team. But the other kind of lawyer, well, that's different. If the goal is to build a business that does its own thing, that generates profits without the lawyer who owns the firm actually practicing law, well then, being indispensable, if that lawyer is indispensable in that law firm, that is a warning sign. It suggests that there's a failure to delegate effectively and to build processes that can function independently of any single individual. Having someone indispensable at the helm of the law firm, that means that scaling up, that's not going to be smooth. If you're going to scale up, then you've got to deliberately engineer your practice so that it can grow beyond your capacity. Your role in that situation is to architect a firm where systems and processes are streamlined and that allow your team to excel in their particular roles. In a firm that scales, everybody is dispensable. The system is what matters. The people themselves, they are fungible. If your goal is to grow a business independent of you, then you've got to let go of the myth of the idea of indispensability. The myth of indispensability is just that. It is a myth. Too many of us, we believe that we matter, that we make a difference. You've got to let that go. We are all replaceable. None of us are indispensable if we are going to grow that firm that is independent of us. There is huge value here in having clarity around what it is that you're building and what role you want to play in it. Do you want to work for the law firm, or do you want the law firm to work for you? There is honor and satisfaction and reward in both approaches, but your firm will struggle so long as you struggle with the decision about what it is that you want. Are you building a system around you doing the work, or a system around the collective strength of the team? Both kind of law firms are great places to work and satisfy clients and generate profits, but they are very different, and you need clarity around where you're going. So you've got to decide what role you're going to play in your law firm. Are you the indispensable lawyer, or are you dispensable? Again, there is honor in both, but make a decision. Pick your path. We are motivated. We are energized, but too often we are driving in circles. Which way is it that you have decided to go. Do you want to be the lawyer in the middle of the lawyering action? If so, pick that path if that's what you want. But if you want to be the business owner who happens to be a lawyer, well, then that's great too. Pick that path. Too many of us, we're unable to decide. We lack clarity. We lack the discipline to pick a long-term approach to building out the vision that we have in our minds. You've got to decide. Both options are good decisions, but what's not a good decision is to fail to make a decision. Pick one. Pick the kind of lawyer you want to be. Pick the kind of practice you want to build. You've got to pick one. That's the key. That's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from Grenada, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.